This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, March 28, the Son of God. From Mark 15, when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus saw how he died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." The crucifixion story is filled with anguish. Jesus is arrested by violent soldiers, deserted by his followers, betrayed by one of his own disciples, tried by a kangaroo court, condemned by a mob, and crucified at the place of the skull. Then a Roman centurion proclaims him the Son of God. Jesus' true identity shines through the darkness. In Mark's Gospel, the centurion's confession of faith parallels two earlier voices from heaven. At Jesus' baptism, God's voice speaks, "You are my Son, whom I love." Later, the same voice from heaven informs the disciples of Jesus' identity. "This is my Son, whom I love." And at the cross, the centurion, seeing how Jesus died, said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." The centurion's words are like a voice from heaven that again confirms that the suffering of the Messiah has been intentional. It is only when we look steadfastly at the cross that we can see the kind of Savior we need. The centurion was a Gentile. Through his words, we can see that the Son of God is for every nation. We need to see how Jesus died and respond with all our heart. Surely, he is the Son of God. Every day, these words should be on the tip of our tongue.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.